Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Jim Copeland, who's director of the Manhattan Institute Center for Legal Policy, to talk about proxymonitor.org, a new database that Jim spearheaded. Jim, the first question for you is, I'm just not familiar with the Manhattan Institute. What is that?
Well, the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research is a think tank based here in New York, was founded in 1979, and is committed generally to free markets and personal responsibility. We've had a lot of impact on the policing reforms that were done through the Giuliani administration, a lot of urban types of issues, welfare reform. And since 1985, we've had a formal program looking at legal issues in the United States. Now, unlike some of the D.C. area think tanks, we tend to stay away from some of the hot-button constitutional law issues, and we focused on things that are of particular relevance to business with a law and economics bent. And traditionally, much of our focus has been in the area of civil litigation. But in the last few years, we've been broadening that somewhat because we've found that many of these topics are interrelated. So you can't just look at civil litigation without looking what the attorneys general are doing and figuring out what sort of prosecutions are happening from against business. And then similarly, we've heard over and over again, we really need to start looking at what these shareholder activists are doing. And the we've heard that the shareholder proxy fights, the shareholder proposals have been heating up as a corporate governance issue. And therefore, we decided to explore that. And in fact, there's a dearth of empirical evidence on this to suggest what trends are out there and what the impact is of shareholder proposals. So to actually analyze that, we said, well, we need to set up a database to do that, and why not just make this a publicly available database? It'd be the first of its kind. Institutional investors can get their hands on some of the material that's in our database, but ours is quite user-friendly, and for common shareholders, academic researchers, reporters, and what have you, there's simply no way to get the information that we have on our database without going case by case, year by year, to each proxy statement on each company on the Internet, which is, of course, an extremely labor-intensive process, and that's basically how we've had to do it to compile our database.
So you've talked a lot about how or what's on proxymonitor.org. Sort of what is the functionality on the site? And I assume you're pulling the shareholder proposals that are the ones that you're pulling are from the SEC's website?
Correct. All the material on the site has come from SEC, Edgar documentation, and in fact each proposal's got a link out to the exact place on the proxy statement on the SEC site so that folks can verify what we've done, but to the extent that it's on the SEC site, we think it's very accurate representation of all the material there. Now due to time constraints and whatnot, for our initial launch of this project, we've limited it to the Fortune 100 companies, and it's actually a little over the Fortune 100 companies. It's really the 100 largest public companies as determined by the Fortune list, and we've limited it to 2008 to 2010. But for that universe, for the 100 biggest companies in the United States over the last 3 years, we have every shareholder proposal in the database. And other supporting information, what the vote totals were, who the proponents were of each proposal. You can subcategorize this by industry. You can look at this and cut it across proposal types. Is this a social policy proposal? Is it related to human rights or something? Or is it related to executive compensation? Or is it related to traditional corporate governance issues like the separation of board chairman and CEO positions or voting rules and what have you? So all these things are searchable functions. So if you go to the proxymonitor.org page, you can see that you can limit it by year, you can limit it by company, by industry, including broad groupings and specific SIC classifications, as well as searching among various proponents. If you want to see what the AFL-CIO has been backing in the last 3 years, you can do that as well as by these sort of types. And then you go to an output page, And the output page is sortable on all these different dimensions. So you can sort it based on year or recategorize it. There's a way you can drag this thing up there and categorize it by year or by company to make it easier to read. You can then also export that into an Excel spreadsheet and do whatever sort of calculations with it you want to do. So we think it's a pretty powerful tool for folks that are really interested in this topic.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, there's been a few sites that have attempted to catalog shareholder proposals, but not to the extent you have, and also the sites just didn't continue to do so. So I think this will be a real useful tool for those of us that deal with shareholder proposals on a regular basis. How long did it take to create what you've got so far?
Well, we envisioned this late last spring, and my research associate, Peg O'Keefe, who's been invaluable in putting this thing together, we brought her on board in July. By and large, the first 2 or 3 months were conceptual in terms of we were pulling information off of the SEC websites, but also working with a database designer who built this database from scratch. So it's a custom designed database for this use, and so we built the web platform. Then we sort of had to get all the information into the database. By the time we got it all in the database for this iteration, it was December 1st. So since then, we've been debugging it. We had a report that we released concurrently with the website yesterday that looked at some of the trends just at a basic summary statistic level, but what percentage of shareholder proposals are related to social policy versus executive compensation, which companies are the biggest companies that have a target for shareholder proposals, who are the biggest sponsors of shareholder proposals, and how have these trends changed over time in terms of voting. And it's quite interesting results. So you see that in 2008, 5.2% of shareholder proposals passed, and in 2009 that went up to 10.8%. It more than doubled in that year, and then it tailed off a little bit in 2010 to 8.4%. So you see different trends here just at a summary level that we've already started pointing out, and it'll be interesting to do more extensive statistical analyses, which the database will equip us to do.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit earlier about who you envision using it. It sounds like obviously anyone interested at all in proposals can use it because it's a free database. But when you built it, what was your target audience in mind?
Well, target audience was a few different groups. One are folks like us, folks that want to do research in this area. And so there's a lot of academics out there that write on corporate governance, that do research in it, and they, to some degree, there's been a lot less empirical work when it comes to shareholder proposals, in part because it's difficult to get all the information. So to some degree, it's for researchers. Another target audience is, of course, business press, reporters, folks that really want to understand what's going on here, particularly as the proxy season heats up. And as that happens, we'll be, as quickly as we can, getting the 2011 data up on the website. So we'll know what the proposals are well in advance of the annual meetings, and then as soon as possible thereafter, we'll get the vote totals up. So I think it's naturally a fit for folks that are reporting on this. And then, of course, shareholders, particularly smaller shareholders, you're asked to vote on so many things now, and rather than looking at these on a case-by-case basis when you get your proxy statement in the mail, folks that are interested can come in here and say, well, what's the total universe of this? The board says one thing, the shareholder proponent says the other. Well, what other proposals out there are that are like this? What are other companies in the industry doing and how are they being targeted and what have vote totals looked like in the past on these types of proposals? This sort of information just isn't out there for smaller shareholders right now, and now it will be.
Well, this has been very interesting, and I'm real grateful for you having gotten this project off the ground, and so looking forward to seeing how folks use it and how you end up tweaking it if you need to. And thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you. Appreciate it.